well. Scalp me, shrink my head like a walnut, and roast it on a stick.
Cloudy skies and 71.
I don't know if that's what Bob McGilligan thought when he heard the news, but we'll get the right from Bob this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are great. Talking to the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Bob McGilligan, this morning about the big news that came down last week about the signing of Johnny Gaudreau. How much on the radar was he prior to this as far as thinking that the Jackets could be his home for the next couple of years?
To me, he wasn't on the radar whatsoever, quite frankly. I mean, for the last number of months, it was he was going back home to Philadelphia. He's a New Jersey guy, but close to Philly there. So, you know, the word was he was going to go to Philadelphia. And then, you know, it came down probably the day before free agency. Okay, if it's not going to be Philadelphia, then the New Jersey Devils have the cap space and they're interested, and New York Islanders are also in on it. So I was not expecting him. He wasn't on my radar at all. He was on somebody's, but he wasn't on mine.
Here's a little bit of what he said.
I've gotten to play here many times, and every time I play here, it's a lot of fun to play here. You know, the fans are into it, and you know, they got a lot of buzz there in the arena. So I was really excited about that. They got a good young group here. You know, I think that attracted me a little bit too. And, you know, me and my wife thought it was a really good fit for us. We looked at some other options, but I think this was the best one for us personally and where we're at in our life, and just made the most sense.
Do you need him for the Tourism Bureau in Columbus now with comments like that?
Well, yeah, and look, the Blue Jackets, they'll take that. They'll take it and run with it. I mean, this is a franchise that has been what I think is wrongly portrayed as a place that players don't want to come to play the last couple of years. But it puts it all to bed when the top free agent on the market chooses to come and sign a 7-year contract to play with the Blue Jackets.
Talk about how he'll fit into the team, his role, and how that impacts other players on the squad.
Well, his role is going to be to score, and he knows that. He's coming off a 40-goal season, 115 points last year. So, you know, he's going to be crucial to scoring goals, but he's also a good two-way player. He plays defense as well, which you got to do in the league these days. You know, it's exciting when you think about him and Patrick Laine playing on the same team, maybe on the same line, who knows. They still have to get Laine signed for that to happen, but they're working on that right now. But, it's just exciting. This is a premier player in the league. He's one of the stars of the league, so he's going to fit in. He's going to be a top-line guy. And the power play, what I'm really excited about is the power play. The power play that has struggled for years. Boy, with the talent they're going to be able to put out there now, I don't know how they're going to struggle.
That's good. I know this past season you had the Rick Nash's number sort of like a conclusion to that end of it when we remember those days with that. And now we maybe have something, start of something new here as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when they moved out Nick Foligno and Cam Atkinson, David Savard and Seth Jones, I mean, that was their core that they tried to take a run at a cup with, and they didn't get to where they wanted to be. And last year was the first step with this new core group of guys with the Boone Jenners and the Zach Werenskis. And this is going to accelerate the process. There is no question about it. As the saying goes, it was a great day for hockey last week. It's a great day for hockey in Columbus, and the days continue to be great. And I can't wait for training camp to open in September to watch Johnny Gaudreau actually on the ice.
Bob, have you come up with anything up your sleeve for when you make the call, when he makes that first goal?
I got a couple of things.
Okay. All right.
A couple of things. I mean, that's my job. I didn't think about it until it was actually, you know, until he signed.
Yeah.
The rumors, you don't work on the rumors, but once it was signed, yeah, you got to start thinking about it, right?
Well, absolutely it is, too. We look forward to those calls again. Looking forward to some good Blue Jackets hockey as the season will be getting not too far away. I was looking October, everything gets underway, but a lot of stuff beforehand as well. But we appreciate your time this morning. Get a little thoughts on the new player for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thanks for your time, Bob.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Enjoy your summer.
Thanks. Bob McGilligan joining us, the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Again, signing Johnny Gaudreau, also commonly known as Johnny Hockey, coming to the Columbus Blue Jackets for their quite a number of years. So
that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yep.
Over there.